And now a shocking crime story for an Olympic legend. Double amputee South African runner Oscar Pistorius, who became the first such runner to compete in the Olympics in 2012, has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend, 30-year-old model Reva Steenkamp. Lydia Polgreen is Johannesburg bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome to the program, Lydia.
Thank you.
So this is a bit of a shocker in South Africa, from hero to accused murderer. What's transpired in the last 24 hours?
Well, early this morning, the police in Pretoria, which is South Africa's capital, it's a little bit north of Johannesburg, responded to reports of shots fired in the gated complex where Oscar Pretorius lived. And when the police arrived, they found that paramedics were there frantically working on a young woman aged 30 who had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. They arrested a man who was in the house, who we've since learned is the track star Oscar Pistorius.
Now, he's a double amputee. We also understand that a 9mm pistol was found on the scene and that he lives in a compound that has armed guards on the outside. So the original theory that he might have been aiming at an intruder seems very, very dubious at best. Tell me about this complex.
Well, you know, you see complexes like this all over South Africa. You know, there's a big problem with crime, particularly with violent crime and break-ins. So wealthy people tend to live in these gated communities that have armed guards, often electric fences, you know, complex security procedures to keep intruders out. But it's interesting because there was a profile of Mr. Pistorius in the New York Times magazine early last year. And in that profile, the writer describes Mr. Pistorius using a 9mm pistol at a target range, and Pistorius tells the writer that he had, you know, gotten the pistol out the night before because the alarm had gone on in his house. You know, we don't know anything about whether he legally owned that handgun, but it is, you know, it is legal in principle to own a handgun for self-defense purposes in South Africa.
Any hint of this at all in the United States? We're maybe more accustomed to athletes with tons of money getting involved in a tangle of circumstances that result in some sort of bad end like this. I'm wondering if there was any of this in the behavior and off-track demeanor of Mr. Pistorius.
Well, I think some listeners will perhaps remember at the Paralympics, he got into a bit of a spat with another runner, a Brazilian runner who won a race against him, claiming that that runner had blades that were too long and that had given him an unfair advantage. And I think that that sort of tarnished Pistorius's image, because everyone had thought of him as this person who had broken through barriers and who had determination and who had fought very hard to be able to run against able-bodied runners in the Olympics. So it seems sort of hypocritical at the time. Today, you're starting to hear reports about previous problems that he's had in relationships. The police today said that they had gone to his, that there had been calls to his house on what they called domestic issues before. So I think we're going to be hearing a lot more in the next couple of days about Oscar Pistorius's personal life. You know, he's definitely a colorful guy. You know, he kept two pet tigers at one point. I think he's had leopards. He's been involved in investing in game farms and things like that. So he definitely has a wild streak. And I think that for American listeners, they're going to think that this is someone who fits the same sort of mold as Tiger Woods or Lance Armstrong or even somebody like Mike Tyson, who lives this kind of outsized lifestyle and perhaps thinks the rules don't apply to him. He hadn't had that image before, but a very different picture of the man is starting to emerge.
Lydia Polgreen, where does this go from here in terms of prosecution?
Well, he's been charged with murder. Tomorrow morning, he's expected to appear in court. You know, the police say they're going to oppose bail, which could be an indication of how solid they think their case is. So the sports hero will spend the night in jail tonight in Pretoria.
Lydia Polgreen of The New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.